We hear on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the top of the Amud, Ravina asks a kasha on the beginning part of our Mishnah, starting Ketzer HaRegel. Amalei Ravina L'Rova, Hainu Regel, Hainu Behema. The Mishnah begins by saying, Ketzer HaRegel Mu'edes, going on and answering, L'Shaber B'derech Hilucha, and then the Mishnah says, HaBehema Mu'edes L'Halich Kedarka. It sounds like a repetition. Amalei Rava answers Ravina, Tana Avos V'Katani Toldos. The Mishnah begins by defining the Av. The Av of Regel is L'Shaber B'derech Hilucha. And then the Mishnah goes on to list the Tolda. And what is the Tolda? So again, as we saw, Regel Mu'edus L'Shabbos HaKelim, that's the Ikar, that's the primary form of the Mazik of Regel. The animal walks and stomps on things, anything in its path. And that's, of course, Mu'od L'Kach. We absolutely anticipate that, normal behavior, and you pay Nezik Sholim. Then the Mishnah says, HaBehema Mu'edus L'Hal K'darka L'Shabra, L'Shaber, that's already the animal and its body causes a damage, not the stomping with its feet. For example, something gets caught in the hair of the animal and it gets dragged and destroyed, or the animal has a burden on its back and it moves, you know, it expands beyond the width of the animal and damages the animal, damages with its body itself. All these are told us of Regel, and they are intimated by the second part of the Reish of the Mishnah, Behemim Wedes Lahalich Kedarka Ulishaber. Fine. That's the Tolda. Ravina is not happy with this answer. Elameata, if Rava, that's correct, then Seifa, which is the Mishnah later on, Adaf Yutesamid Beis, the Katani, it says, the Hashen Mu'edes Lechol Es Haroila, and then it says, HaBehema Mu'edes, referring to Achilas Peres V'Rakos. Here it's not feasible to say that Shein Mu'edes is referring to the Av, and Behema Mu'edes is referring to the Tolda, because the Mishnah is just simply talking about two different expressions of the Achila. First, the general expression, Shein Mu'edes, referring to anything that the animal normally eats, and Behema Mu'edes is also referring to Peros and Yerokos, which the animal normally eats. You can't say that this divides up into Av and Tolda, my Avos and my Toldas Ika. In any form of achila, which is normal, that's called shein, that's the av, that's not a tolda. So there's no symmetry here, says Ravina, between the resha and the seifa. Havakamahada lebibdichusa, Rava sort of joked with Ravina a little bit. Viomrele anoshanoi chada, viachnoi chada. I explain one Mishnah. Now it's, right, that's our mission of Regel at the beginning of the Perek. Now it's your job to explain and clarify the second mission. Let's divvy up the work. It's like a Rebbe sometimes says to the Talmidim, they ask him questions on what he said, and the Rebbe says, well, let me throw the ball back into your court. Now, you have to take an active role here in explaining it. V'taima mai. Now the Gemara says, okay, fine, let's explain the double language of the Mishnah of Shein. Omer Rav Ashi, Tana Shein Dechaya, Ktana Ktani Shein Debehema. First, the Mishnah opens up with Hashein Mu'edes Lechol Saroyla. We're talking about a Chaya, that if the Chaya eats and damages the owner of the chaya, of the mazik, has to pay nezik shalom yishum shein. And then the Mishnah continues by saying, HaBehema Mu'edes Lechol Peros V'Yerokos. That's talking about the case of shein behema. And in the case of shein behema, the animal eats peros and Yurakos. And the Chiyuv of Behema is now being added by the Mishnah. First the Mishnah starts with Chaya, and then the Mishnah continues with Behema. Now, why is it that this Mishnah of Shane could not possibly be talking about Alvis and Toldos? Keep in mind, please, that we had the Sugya back on Daf Gimel about Toldos of Shane. And the classical cases of Toldos of Shane were Nischacha HaBehema Bekosa LaHanasa, or Tinfa Peros LaHanasa. And that's not indicated at all in the Mishnah on Daf Yutes. So we're not talking about Toldos of Shane. Now the Mishnah says that Behema Muedes Lechol Peros Virokos, which means that in the case where the animal eats fruits, vegetables, and all the like, there's a Chiv Mishum Shane. But let's say the animal would eat something that it's unusual for it to eat. For example, certain animals don't eat meat, they only eat vegetables and fruits. The Gemara is going to establish later on that Mishnah, Daf Yutes Amud Beis, that would be not a case of shame because it's not darka, and that would be mishuna, which would come under a different mazik. On the flip side of it, a chaya doesn't eat, generally speaking, bread or cooked foods, and that would be mishuna. So the Mishnah on Daf Yutes is telling you what constitutes the normal diet for a behema, for a chaya, and those are different cases of urche, which fit under shein. Now, what was the hava mina? Why did the Mishnah have to go ahead and tell me about shein of chaya? Was there a hava mina that in the case of the owner of a chaya, he would be potur? And apparently, this is so. How do you understand the hava mina by chaya? So you take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Desalke daitach amina v'shilach es be'ira k'siv," and the word be'ira means behema. That's simply the targum of the word be'ira is behema in chayalo. A person is not chayev for nizkei shein of a chaya. That was the habamin. The gzeres hakosiv is dafka behema. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah wants to tell you, Chaya Bechlal Behema, that when the Torah mentions specifically Behema, it's not to the exclusion of Chaya, because Chaya is included in Behema. And here we have a comment of the Shita Mekubetzes, in the name of the Mari Katz. He says, Aflo lo chidush, shalatano yinu yodim shodim chaya val niske shein shal chaya. He says that even without the Mishnah specifying Chaya, we would still know that your Chayav, the owner of the Chaya, the Mazik, is Chayav. El she'a ola b'datenu lomar she'chayav ba mishum tolda shel shein. According to the Mari Katz in Shita, the Chiddush is that the Pasuk Behema Be'ira includes Chaya as well, and Chaya therefore becomes an Av. The Havamin was not that you'd be potter for Chaya, because a Chaya is no less of a Mazik than a Behema, but rather it would come under a Tolda and not under an Av. The Tosus HaRosh, however, he thinks that there was some sort of a Havamin to say that you're not Chaya for Shein of Chaya, and he asks the question, but what about the Mishnah that we had on Tesvav of Ze'ev, Hari, Bardalis, Mu'adim, Heim? I mean, why did the Mishnah feel compelled to tell me Chaya when it's already listed under those cases of Ze'ev, Hari, Bardalis? Those are all Chayos. And if you recall, Shmuel interpreted the Mishnah of Ze'ev and Hari, that we were talking about Drisa, where the animal is Chaya Mishum Dores. Let's say in the case of the Ari, it's Doris V'Yolcha as opposed to Toref. In any event, we have a whole collection here of Mishnah that tells me that Yechayev Mishum Shein in the case of Chay as well. And the Tosa Rush says that, okay, the Mishnah had to tell you that here And if not for that Chiddush here, perhaps we would say that Chaya of Ari, Dov, Bardlus, and all the rest, that's a case of Shinui. And you'd only be Chayv Nesek Shol in those cases because of Ha'od of Shalosh Pa'amim. That comes under the Av of Keren. Now we want to be Mechadish in this later Mishnah, that in the case of Chaya, if it eats something in a way that's normal, that comes under Shane. Again, whether it's the Av of Shane, the Told of Shane, that's something that you could vacillate back and forth on. But that's the Chiddush of that Mishnah. Don't think that Ari, Zev, and Bardlus, the Chaya back on Daf Tezvav, Tezayin, that's only if it's Lav Urche, it does something unusual in the Chayv Mishum Shane. I'm sorry, it's Mishum Keren after three times, the repetition of Ha'adah. No, there's a Chiddush that Chaya comes under Shane if it eats something that is normal. Now, what I would like to raise as a question, it's not for us now, but keep it in mind, in the framework of the Mari Katz in the Shita Mekubetz, is what exactly is the difference between the Havli and the Maskona, whether you classify something as an Av or a Tolda? In the case of Shabbos, we know that there are differences between Av and Tolda. For example, you violate the Av and the Tolda, Bahari Hadodi, if the Tolda belongs to a different Av, you're Chayv Shtayim. If it belongs to the same Av, you're only Chayv One. It may be different as far as Hasra, you have to give Hasra and the Tolda, B'Shem Av. But in the case of Nezikin, where we're not dealing with Onshim, we're dealing with Chiv Mamon, and we're not dealing with Hasra, what difference does it make whether you classify as an Av and a Tolda, that the Mishnah later on and Yutes had to go out of its way to classify Chaya as Shein of an Av and not as a Tolda? What would be Geferloch if we thought mistakenly that Chaya was only a Tolda? Now, where is the source for this principle in the Gemara that Behema includes Chaya as well? So if you take a look at Rashi, he sends us to a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in Dvar Yudalit. There it says, V'yasabeim asher tochlu, and then it says, Ayol utzvi v'achmor. So the Torah opens up with the words V'yasabeim, to tell you what you're allowed to eat, the kosher animals, and then it enumerates a list which includes Ayal, Tzvi, and V'achmor, which are chayos. So this generates the principle that chayos included in the word behema. And that's a Gemara in Chul and Daf Ayin Aleph. Tosfos Divrei Maaskel Kamashmalan asks the following question: this drasha would not teach me anything more than the fact that Chaya is included in behema, but it doesn't tell me anything about ofos, about birds. And the Mishnah is going to clarify right here at the beginning of Ketzer Regel that birds are also mu'adim, and they're included under the Av of Regel, L'shaber, and so forth and so on. And if you're Chayev on Ophos, where do we get, and again, the Pasuk of Shein V'Regel is the same Pasuk of Shilach Hesed Be'ira, how do we derive that Oph is Bechalal Behema? And it seems like the principle here is not Chaya Bechlal Behema, but Chaya V'Ov Bechlal Behema. Says Tosas, that has to be derived from Gzer Shava, from Shabbos. And in Shvisas Behemto, the Torah goes out of its way to say Behemtecha, and it includes even Chaya V'Ov, not just Chaya. And we're going to make an equation between the Yesh Bechlal Behema Chaya V'Ov of Shabbos in terms of Shvisa, and the Yesh Bechlal Behema Chaya V'Ov in terms of the Mazik of Shein V'Regel. The Gemara now asks the following question: Ihachi, if it's true that Chaya in terms of Shein is derived from a drasha, Hami Boil Misli Beresha, it should have mentioned Behema first and then Chaya. Why does the Mishnah switch the order? And the answer is, this is a principle all of a Shas, that the Tana, the Mishnah, has a certain chavivus. He cherishes that which we derive through Torah Shebal Peh, as opposed to that which is explicit in the Pasuk, and gives Kedima to a chaya here in this case, because chaya is derived from a drasha. Ihochi, if that be the case, resha nami, listening ahidalo ksiva beresha, the Mishnah should have told us in the beginning that which is derived from a drasha, and that's not excluded, it's not explicit in the pasuk, and therefore he should have opened up habehema muedis lahalik kedakul shaber, which is a reference to gufa, siara, other parts of the body as opposed to the regel, which is a told of regel, that's derived through logic, through Torah Shebal Peh, through Svara, that should have been first. The behema part is that which is explicit in the pasuk, who be'ira. So why do you begin with regel, which is explicit in the pasuk, and that's the av, and then go on to the told, why not switch the order? The Gemara says, hachi hashta, you can't compare the two Mishnais one to the other. Hasam, with regard to the Mishnah later on in your test, which is referring to Shein, Edi v'Edi Avos Ninhu, whether it's Shein of Chaya or it's Shein of Ebehema, we're always talking about an Av. In other words, even that which is derived from a Drush is considered an Av, because Chaya is Bechlal Behema, so when we read the Pasuk Behema, I include Chaya. It's not a difference of shinui in the tzuras hezik and the type or the nature of the hezik. It's an av, and therefore hachti asile midrash chavivle. When you're comparing two avos, behema and chaya, you start with chaya because it's derived from a drush of Torah Shebal Peh hocha. But with regard to regel, we're talking about an av and a tolda. Yeshovik av and toni tolda. Should we leave out the av and start with the tolda? That's illogical. On a pedagogic level, when you present the mazik, you start with the av, and then you go on to be mechadish the tolda. Eboy, same the Gemara gives a second answer. Either the solik mi regel, pasuk per regel. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the first parak on Tesvav and Beis, was dealing with the case of regel, a regel muedis, it says in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here picks up regel, even though it's more mefurish bekra. And the second answer, the Eboy, same the Gemara thinks that enochinami behema, which means the body of the behemoth as opposed to regel, the told as opposed to the av, should have been written first. The only reason that regel started this Mishnah in the second parak is because of the principle of Ivy the Solik. You always pick up where you left off as a continuation. The Gemara now brings a brisa about told of the regel. Tonera bonon behemamu edes lahalech kedarka ula shaber ketzad. What is the case of regel? And we know it's muedes leregel. It breaks things as it goes along. Behema nichnasol chatzar hanizak. Because again, keep in mind, regel is potter mishus harab. It's only chayim mishus hanizak. Vizika begufa derech hilucha. These are all cases of toldus of regel, which means the body itself bangs into something and breaks something. That's called begufa derech hilucha, as it's walking. Bisa'ara derech hilucha, or its hair. Hairs that come out of the animal drag something and break something. Bi'ukaf she'oleha, on the saddle on top of its body, which also protrudes. U'bishlif she'oleha, some sort of burden on its back. U'befrumbia she'befiha. Frumbia is the part of the yolk that goes into the mouth. And that also can damage something. And since these parts are attached to the animal, it's considered tolda of regel. Bizug shebitzavara. It carries a certain bell on its yolk, on its back. V'chamar b'maso'o. And the case is a donkey that carries a burden on its back. The Braisa feel compelled to add this chiddush of the chamar b'maso. We already have behema b'maso. And the answer is that in the case of the maso, the burden on the back of the donkey, that's not tied down to its goof as much as a burden that's tied down to other animals. And we would have said that maybe in the case of chamar, that it's loosely, the burden is loosely tied down to the beast. That's not considered gufo. That's already considered koko, and therefore would come under tsroros. Take a look at Tosfos Divrei Maschil v'Chamor. And in all these cases, which are told us of Regel, Meshalim, Nezik, Sholim, again, if the Hezik was in the Rishus of the Nizak, you pay Nezik, Sholim, it's Muad, Mitchiloso. Sunchus Omer, Tzroros, V'chazir, Shohayin, Nover, Nover, Biashpa, V'hizik, Meshalim, Nezik, Sholim. Sunchus rejects the concept of Chatzin, Nezik, Tzroros, which we derive from Aloch, Lamosh, Misinai. And according to Sumchus, any hezek that was done was implemented through kocho of the animal. Like, for example, the animal shoots out pebbles and damages. That's called regel. And that is chayv nezek sholit. Now, what's the case of chazir shayinover? The animal, you know, this pig goes into the ashpa, it goes into the garbage, the refuse, and it somehow damages there. The Gemara is going to pick it up a little bit later. Yochayev nezek sholim. Fine. Now the Gemara says the following. It would seem, in analyzing the brice of Sumchus, that part of what Sumchus says is a tremendous chiddush, but the other part is pshita. The case of Tzroros that you pay Nezik Shalim, that's Pshita. What's the Chiddush in the case of Chazir Shayinover B'Ashpa? Hizik Pshita. In other words, this is certainly a case where you pay Nezik Shalim. Ela Ema, the Girsa should be that it's Chazir Shayinover B'Ashpa. Vehitiz Tzroros Vehizik. Again, it's a case of Kocho. So Chazir is another example of the case of Kocho. Mishalim Nezik Shalim. Now, it's very interesting. The Reisha of the Braisa, before Sumchus, mentions nothing about Tzroros. All of a sudden, Sumchus has something to say about Tzroros. So Gemara says, Tzroros, Mandakar Shmaya, Shmayahu. Who mentioned Tzroros that Sumchus has to argue about it? And the Gemara says, Chisuri Metzra, there's a piece in this Braisa that was omitted. Hachi Tani, this is what it says. Tzroros ki Archayu, if the animal is walking in its normal pathway, and it sends out tzroros, that's called darka bakach. The bailin pay chatzi nezek, that's halacha l'moshe misinai. If tzroros, you only pay half a nezek, it's kocho and not gufo. V'chazir shayinover v'yashba v'hitiz, v'hizik mishalim chatzi nezek. The chazir case is another example of tzroros of regel. And we'll soon see that the Mefarshim want to know what's the chiddush here of Chazir. It's just simply a repeat performance of Tzroros. In any event, this is the opinion of the Tanakama. The Halacha Moshe Misinai of Tzroros establishes that you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Fine. Sumchus Omer, Tzroros v'Chazir shayinov v'ashvitiz v'hizik mishali nezek sholem. According to Sumchus, Tzroros has the same din as the Av, and you pay Nezik Sholem, and that's the Shita of Sumchus. Now, as far as Sumchus is concerned, we have to mention here something very important. The Rambam, in his Hakadoma to Pirush HaMishnayis, and he also codifies this at the beginning of Hilchus Mamrim in the Mishneh Torah, he mentions it in the Shrashim and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam always repeats the same fundamental principle that with regard to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, there is no machlokes. So the Maratz Chayos raises the obvious question here, why is Sumchus arguing with the Chacham? How can he argue with the Chacham as far as Tzroros is concerned? The Gemara tells us, and we'll soon see it, that Tzroros is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. How can it be a machlokas on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that contravenes the fundamental principle of the Rambam? So Maratz Chayetz answers the following. Sumchus also has the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, just like the Chachamim, that Tzroros is Chayef. It's one of the Mazikim. But exactly what did the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai tell us? Does it tell us that Kocho is Mamish Kigufo? And therefore the payment is like the Av itself, Nezek Sholem of Regel? Or did the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai tell us that this is a subcategory of the Av of Regel, but it's fundamentally different, it only pays Chatzi Nezek? So when you get down to the specifics of the content, the substance of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, when it applies, when it doesn't, That you could have a machlokas, but fundamentally, both the Chachamim and Sumchus had the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Now, if not for the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, we would have had a havamina that the principle of kocho kegufo applies to Adam. For example, man is chayv when he throws something, he shoots something, or if he kicks something, whether it's nezikin or the muad liolam, whether it's ritzicha, in all these cases, he is chayav for kocho kegufo, and koakocho is a whole sugyan makas Sanhedrin. And the question is whether in behema we apply the same principle of kocho kegufo. And that's where the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim comes to the fore. Tana Rabbanan, regarding tzoros, we have a brisa, tarnagolim shahayu mafrichim mimakom lemakom. The tarnagolim are these chickens, hens are sort of flying around, flopping their wings around, and they're jumping from place to place. Is shibru kelim kanfeim? If they had direct contact between the utensil that they broke and their wings, then mishalim nezek shalim. That's already, even according to the chacham of Sumchus, an av of regel, and you pay nezek shalim. But beruach shebekanfeihem, if the wind, as they were flapping their wings, caused a damage to kelim were broken, mishalim chatzin nezek. That's already tzroros. Wind is already kocho. It's not a direct hezek. Sumchus omer nezek shalem. According to Sumchus, tzoros in general pays nezek shalem. Tanya, either we have another additional brice, a tana golem, shahim ahadzim. They were dancing, so to speak, up and down, jumping on algabe or isa on a dough. And obviously, they dirtied up the dough. Nobody's going to eat that dough. The algabe peras, or they dirtied up fruits. Oh, nikru. And then you can add the word baham over here. Nikru means they pecked at these fruits. It's mishalim nezek shalom. That's a direct hezek from the animal's body. However, helu afarot tzroros. If while they were jumping around, they kicked the dust, and the dust floats through the air or pebbles through the air, and that damages either the isa or the peros, gets them dirty and damages them, mishalim chatzi nezek. Again, that's chachamim tzroros. And Sumchus Omer Nezek Sholim. Tanyidik, we have a third Raisa. Another example of Tzroros is Tarnagol Shahaya Mafriach. It was flying through the air, Mimakom Lemak, from one place to the other. Yotza Ruach Mitachas Knofov. And as it's flapping its wings, flying through the air, it sends out a wind. Vishivas Hakelim, and it breaks utensils, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. That's Tzroros. And here, as the Gemara points out, Stoma Kirabbanon, this last price, it doesn't even mention, there's no footnote here mentioning the sheet of Sumchus, of paying Nezek Shalim. It's purely the Chachamim of Tzroros, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, Chatzi Nezek. Rava now clarifies the underlying logic of the Chachamim in Tzroros. Omer Rava Bishleim is Sumchus. I understand Sumchus, Kasavar, Kocho, Kegufo, Dami. It's the opinion of Sumchus to apply the universal rule of Kocho, Kegufo, to equate Kocho with Gufo, even in the case of animals, and if any damage that was done by the Koch of the behemoth, it's as if it was done by its Guf, is therefore Yechayev, Nezek Shalem. Ela Rabbanon, the Chachom who reduced Tzroros down to Chatzi Nezek. I don't understand. Ike Gufo Dami Kuli Nezek by Lushalim. If we assume that Kocho is also Kegufo Behema, as far as Hezek is concerned, then the Chachom should have embraced the Shita of Sumchus and forced the Mazik to pay Nezek Shalom. Lav Kegufo Dami is Chatzi Nezek Nami Lo Lushalim. If we don't view the Koach of the animal as its goof, then as a separate element, it's not included in the mazik of shor, the mazik of behema. Again, right now, the Rava is operating only within the framework of svara. Hadrama Rava came back and said, Liolam kegufo dami. And if the Chachamim would have said that you're chayef in Ezekin on Kocho, on Tzoros, just like the animal's body, but Chatzi Nezik Tzoros, Hilchasa, Gimira Lei. This is all part of the Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. Now, one of the Achronim, who's called the Lechem Abirim, was wondering why Rava asks this Shita on Chacham the Braisa. What about our Mishnah? The Mishnah itself establishes the din of Chatzi Nezik Tzroros. Why was this Kasha waiting, you know, it was in abeyance till he got to the Braisa? And the answer is that we could have interpreted that the case of the Mishnah of Chatzi Nezik Tzroros, that's a case of Shinui. That's a case of something unusual, where, for example, the animal shoots out pebbles through Be'ita because it was kicking pebbles. That's not usual, normal behavior, and therefore the Chatzi Nezik there is Betoras Keren as Mishuna, but not Betoras Regel. This Brisa says explicitly, Tzroros Kiur Chayu Chatzi Nezik. We're talking about a tolda of Regel, and yet you only pay Chatzi Nezik, and that's where Rava asks his Kasha of Mimonafshach. Bottom line is, we have the Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Now, why did Rav have to say that according to Chachomim, Kocho is Kegufo? Maybe the Halacha L'moshe Misinai teaches me that even if Kocho is Lav Kegufo, nevertheless you pay Chatzi Nezik because it's something that is anticipated, and the Bailim should have been careful about it. And the answer is that if Meikar Adin, if Kocho is Lav Kegufo, then you wouldn't have to pay anything, Meikar Adin. The Bailin would be completely potter. It's not called the Hezek of their animal. The Chiddush of the Halacha L'moshe Misinai would then be to add a Chiyuv that logically wouldn't exist. That's called Lahosif. And the Rishonim point out over here, based on a sugyan sukkah, that we have rules that regulate Halacha L'moshe Misinai. For example, in the case of Tfanos sukkah, the Halacha L'moshe Misinai lowers the level, reduces the level. So that's called the reduction theory of Megaras, as opposed to Hosafa. And if that be the case, it's important for Rava to point out that really Kocho Kegufo in Tzoros Mikra Adin should be Chayev Nezik Sholim, which is in fact the Shita of Sumchus Lamaisa Lamaskona, but the Halacha L'moshe Misinai is not coming to be Mosif, but on the contrary has to be Gorea, to lower the standard, so to speak, and the demand of Nezik Sholim is reduced to Chatzi Nezik. Also, you could add the following, that if, according to Chacham, Kocho was Lav Kegufo, which means that Mikra Adin you be potter completely, then Chatzi Nezik would come under Knas. And we already had the Halacha back on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, that Chatzi Nezik, in the case of Tzoros, is Mammon and not Knas. Therefore, Rava rejected the idea of Kocho Lav Kegufo Dami. Amar Rava, kol shebezav tameh. In other words, any case where a zav would be tameh, he himself would be tameh, or if he touched something that was tar, he makes it into tameh. That's called negias zav betohar. Is any situation of that sort ben ezikin mishalim nezik sholim? That would be a case where if the animal did that kind of a negia, it would be chayv nezik sholim din regel. So if the animal was mazik begufa, then that would be a chiyuv of nezik sholim. That's what Rava points out. But kol shebezav tahar, for example, let's say a zav throws something at an object, and that's called kocho and not gufo. If that object was tar, it remains tahar. And Benizikin, in a parallel case in Nizikin, where the behemoth threw something at something and destroyed it, is Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, that becomes Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. And now the Gemara wants to know, what's the Chiddush of Rava? I mean, Rava doesn't seem to be enhancing our understanding of Chatzi Nezek Tzroros in any sort of a way. And the Gemara says, "V'rovet tzroros also lashminin." Is Rava just giving us a chazor shir on chatzi nezik tzroros? I mean, that's already in the Mishnah. Gemara answers, "Lo, Rava Egla Mosheches Bekaron Kamashmala. Okay, this is a special case in Zav, and its parallel in the Zikin is called Egla Mosheches Bekaron. That's a new din. So you have a case of an Egla, and there's a Karon that's tied up to the Egla, and there's a Meshicha, Derech Hilucha. And dragging this wagon that's connected over Kalim, and the Kalim get broken, is in such a case, the Baalim have to pay Nezek Sholem. And we don't judge it as Tzroros. And this, the paradigm for this, is the case of Zav. Let's say, for example, a Zav was sitting in one of these wagons, and the wagon, as the wagon is being dragged, it tromps over Kalim. Then those Kalim become Tmeim, and that's called Midras Hazav. And that's a special category. And Rav wants to tell you that in a parallel category, in Nezikin, the animal would be considered like Gufo. That's called Midras. And this is the Chiddush of Rava. Bailim would be Chayiv Nezek Sholim for Midras. Tanya Kavosei to Rava. And we really have this Chiddush in a Braisa that supports Rava. Behema Muedes L'Shabir B'Derech Hilucha Ketzad. Behema Shenichnasol L'Chatzar Nizak V'Zika B'Gufa Derech Hilucha B'Sara Derech Hilucha B'Ukav Shalev B'Shlif Shalev Frubia Shebefia B'Zog Shebetzavach Hamor B'Masov Eglo Moshechas B'Kar Mishalim Nezek Sholim. So the last case on the list, we've already gone through all the previous cases when we studied the Braisa Le'el, is Egla Mosheches Bekaron. And the Karon is being dragged over Kalim, and the Braisa stipulates that you pay Nezek Sholem. It means it's a tolda of Regal, it's not considered Tzroros. So this Chiddush that we saw in Rav is already formulated by the Braisa, that Egla Mosheches Bekaron al Gabi Kalim v'Shibrosan, the Bailin pay Nezek Sholem. The Rishonim ask a few questions here. One of the questions is, we had the case in the Braisa of Mas al Gabi Behema, that's explicit, and he's Chayav Mishum Hezek Gufa as a Tolda of Keren Nezek Sholem. Why is this case of Egla Mosheches Bekaron any different? And the answer is, in the case of the masa is directly attached to the body. Karon is far away from the egla, and therefore we would think that it's not called nizke gufa at all. And the answer is that Rav wants to be mechadish based on the halach of midras in Zav, that even though there's a certain richuk, a certain distance between the karon and the egla, nevertheless it's considered almost part of the guf of the egla, and therefore yichayev midin. Midin gufa, and you pay nezek sholem. Another question is, we have a halacha that's going to come up later on in the sugya of dalil. Dalil means some sort of object that's connected to the animal's foot, like the regel of a tarnagol. And in such a case, that's considered tsroros. You pay chatzi nezek, and that's already explicit in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, on Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Why is Egla Mosheches Bekaron different? And the answer is, the case of Dolil, that has nothing to do with the din of Tzroros. In Dolil, you pay Chatzi Nezek, that's because of Mishuna. It's very unusual. That's a told of Keren. Egla Mosheches Bekaron is Darka Bekach. It's not a Shinui. And therefore, based on this Chiddush from Medrash Azav, it comes under the category of Regel, and you pay Nezek Sholem. Tana Rabbanan, Tarnagolim Shahayu Mechatitim Bechevel. The case of a Tarnagol that was, in the Hebrew we call it Menachrim, that pecking Bechevel at a rope. And what's attached to this rope? A Dli, some sort of a utensil. Some sort of a small jug or a barrel. V'nifsak hachevel v'nishbar dli, as a result of the pecking of the chicken on this rope, the rope ripped, and this utensil fell and broke. Is mishalmim nezek shalem. That's not a case of tzroros. The Gemara later on is going to explain this brisa on daf yud ches, and therefore you pay nezek shalem. Now at this point we start a very, very famous world-class sugya in the Zikin. By Rava, Darsala Kliva Loshav Rasov, and his Galgil Amakam Acher Venishbar. What happens if the animal stomps on top of a utensil? It didn't break it, but the animal rolled as a result of the force of the leg of the animal onto this utensil, Lamakam Ach to another place, Venishbar, and there it smashed and broke. Mahu, how do we view that? Do we view this as Tzroros or not? Again, this is not similar to the classical case of Tzroros where the animal shot off pebbles that hit the victim, the object that broke. Here there was a direct contact between the leg of the animal and the utensil that broke, just that it didn't break right here through the force and the impact of the regal hitting the utensil, but rather as a result of the fact that the utensil shot out. What's the suffix of Rava? What is he vacillating about? The Gemara explains. Basa me karaz lina v'gufehu, o basa tavra mona otzlinan utzroros ninhu. Should we judge this basar me'ikara, which means, look at the mice itself. The mice of the behemoth was directly from its leg, its body onto the kli, and therefore that should be regel, and therefore you should pay nezek shalem. It's not tzroros. O dilma, no. Let's look at the ultimate eventual destruction, the damage of the kli. That's called tavar mona, the breakage of the kli. And there was tzroros. Why was it tzroros? Because at that point, when the kli was actually broken, there was no contact between the gufa behema, the regal of the behema, and the kli, the utensil itself. There was a koach here that thrust and projected the kli in such a way that it would finally be smashed, and therefore it should come under tzroros. Whenever there's this external koach that's not direct from the animal's body that breaks the kli, that's called tzroros, and you only pay chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, tifshot le midaraba. Let's try to determine the ultimate halacha in Rava's suffix from a statement of Rava. This is a world-class sugya of Rava. The Omer Rava, Zora kli mirosh hagag uba acher v'shivro. Ruvain throws a kli from the top of a roof, and it's about to go down, hit the ground, and get smashed. Now Shimon comes along and he breaks the kli. B'makel, he takes a stick while the kli is midair, it's on its way down through the force of gravity, it's about to smash, and he breaks it. Is Potter, the one who breaks the kli is Potter, Damrina Lei, we say to the owner of the kli, Mona Tvira Tavar, you can't collect from Shimon who broke the kli, because the kli was considered broken on its way down. It's sort of like a trefa, look, it's about to be smashed, and even without Shimon intervening here to break the kli, it's going to break. So therefore, once the kli was thrust off the roof, it's already considered al pidin to be broken, and therefore it's the Zorek who's chayev. And that lechora would prove the principle of basar me'ikaraz linan. We go back to the beginning of the Maisa. And even though the kli at the end was broken through another actual intervention, but we already view it as broken as a result of the fact that the kli was thrust. So we're looking at the original power or motion or contact when he threw it off the roof. And the Zorik is the one who's responsible for the breakage of the kli. If we apply that to the suffix of Rava, then we should say that the very moment that the behema, that the Tarnagolas was Dores, and it smashed, you know, with the thrust of its movement of its regal, it smashed the kli, it's already considered broken, even though it's not broken yet. And therefore we should be Mechayev the Pilum Nezek Shalom Kedin Regal. And the Gemara answers, L'Rabba Pshitale, L'Rava Miboile. Although Rabba certainly says, Basar Me'ikaraz Linan, Rava has doubts about it. He's not sure. And he vacillates on this point, and it's a suffix for him. Now the Gemara is going to embark upon an entire study based on a brisa to see whether we can come to some conclusion and final determination regarding Basa Mikar Azlina, Basa Tavar Mana Azlina, Rav Suffolk from the brisa itself. And the brisa deals with the case of Hidus, which means the animal jumps and dances on something. And the question is whether it's called Mu'ud, whether it's not called Mu'ud. And that Bali Neder, which is on the bottom here of Yud Zayin Amid Beis, will pick up in the next shiur.